CJLO 1690 AM. That is what you were listening to now. This is Grade A Explosives. Let's go over what you just heard. Well, you just heard some commercials. I don't know which one. I'm not in the studio. I can't tell you. You'll have to look them up yourself. Again, I'm not Google. Not Google. But what you heard before that was Mysterion off of their album Kingdom of Misery. Album, EP, release. There we go. Eons of a Glass Eternity is the name of the track. Before that, you heard some Kayas, which is like kayak, but not. It's got an S rather than a K, you see. So it's not a palindrome, so I don't want to say that's not as cool, but palindromes are pretty cool. You know, I know this is a controversial take that I'm doing. I know. I'm sorry. But what can you do? Sometimes we all have a little bit of controversy in us, and let me tell you, that's probably the spiciest of all my opinions. That was a track called The Winter Curse off of By the Moon and the Stars. Dead Karma before that was Space Camaro off of The Space Camaro, and The Aphelion with The Seed of Doubt off of Nascence. And now, let's get in to the meat of the show. We've done the appetizer now. Appetizer's done. Let's get into the entree, the sirloin steak of the show, as it were. I got to sit down with Pittsburgh's Ed Hockley, who sent me an email out of the blue. They cold emailed me to be like, hey, we're playing a show at Turbo House on the 29th, which you should go to. And do you want to do something to help promote that show? And a lot of bands, I gotta be honest, a lot of bands write to me as the metal director, and they're like, hey, you know, we have a show coming up tomorrow, can you promo it? We're also not very good. They don't say that part. That's a value judgment I add on at the end. So I fully expected this to be another case of those, but I am magnanimous and good, so I listened to this Ed Hockley record, and I was like, oh, this is very good. And so I was like, yeah, let's do an interview before the show happening on the 29th at Turbo House that you should go to. And I'll air it on the show, this show, right now, before the show they're going to play at Turbo House on the 29th, which you should go to. So here is that interview with two members of Ed Hockley from Pittsburgh / Nashville. You'll see what I mean soon enough, but big thanks for them taking the time to sit down and chat with me. And then after that, I'm going to play you, after this part of the interview, I'm going to play you a track off of their record, Higherlander. The track is called Only Time Will Tell If We Will Stand the Test of Time. So that's what's coming up here. We are getting into interview world with Ed Hockley. So keep it locked. The Grade A Explosives, CJLO, 1690 AM.
Hey, everybody, it's Andrew. I am joined by two individuals here who are going to be here in Montreal playing at Turbo House on the 29th, that's right, of this month. So, you know, I'm actually doing an interview that's timely. I know, it's crazy. I will let both of them intro themselves because, well, I mean, they know their own names better than I do, presumably. And also, I just don't want to get them wrong. So I will tell you that they are in the band Ed Hockley. And now, for those of you that are NFL fans, we are not talking to a referee here. We're talking to a band. So just focus in. We're get on to it. So good people. Tell everyone who you is and what you do's in Ed Hockley.
Okay. My name's John, and I play bass and do vocals in Ed Hockley from Pittsburgh.
And I'm Dave, and I am one of the two drummers in Ed Hockley, and I lived in Pittsburgh for a long time, but now I live in Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville. Going for the Taylor Swift dream saga, that's what you're doing? Moving from Pennsylvania over to Nashville? Yeah. Doing
in the industry town. No, I just hang out. I work at a little DIY venue down there called Dark Matter with some really awesome people. So I'm just kind of keeping it low-key. I actually don't play in any bands down there.
Oh, okay. A drummer that doesn't play in a band? What? That doesn't make any sense. What are you talking about?
I have hard boundaries, yeah.
Well, I like to start off all my interviews exactly the same because I love structure. And I feel like, you know, structure is important for people.
Totally. Agreed.
So what's one question you don't want to be asked or you're tired of answering? If I have it on this list, I'll strike it. You won't have to address it at all.
I don't know. I mean, we haven't done like a plethora of interviews before. So, I mean, I don't think anything would offend us. I mean, I don't know about you, Dave, but.
No, I mean, this is the first interview I've done with Ed Hockley. It's Ed Hockley. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
That's how it's pronounced.
All right. Yeah. Sounds good. Well, I mean, I think I've already got it for Ed Hockley, which is good. Yeah. Good. I've got it.
You nailed it.
Yeah. We get the Ed Hockley or Ed's Patchouli or Ed Shred Broccoli or, you know, whatever.
It took me a depressingly long amount of time to figure out that it was Ed Hockley. And in fact, it took me for searching for you guys to get information for this interview. So thanks, Internet, I guess. But you did remind me that at one point I did like football and was watching it all the time.